Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. Discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family, your business, benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Annie Lambright is with us. Patriots and Paws, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having us back.
Glad to have you with us. Antoinette Balta is with us, Veterans Legal. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here, Ron.
Glad to have you with us as well. We continue our celebration of Veterans Week. If you have any home or finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-990-800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call any time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskull. I'm broadcasting.
I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I prefer to work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone. You reference 800-306-1990. And today is a day that I look forward to every single year because of the celebration of the day. Now you might say, why in the heck is he celebrating National Brown Baggot Day? Yeah, I wouldn't celebrate that one. Red Nose Day. If you really want to get ill, today is also National Tap Dance Day. If you saw me tap dance, you would get ill. However, when it comes to the celebration every year on May 25th, also happens to have a sister holiday in February. May 25th is National Wine Day. There's no age in one either. Pour yourself a glass of your favorite wine on May 25th, 26th, May 27th. You get the idea, right? So where's Robert Mott when we need May 25th, National Wine Day. We are celebrating today. I celebrate every day. Have a nice glass of wine. If you mention my name, you'll enjoy it more. And if you don't, by the time you get to the 7th or 8th glass, I promise you'll be having a good time. Think about me in the morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 51 points right now. You're probably not hearing this on Lane Street Media. I will talk about that in a minute. Oil down $1.81 per barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury at 2.25 is the yield. Unfortunately, I report to you, it is on its way down to another 1.9 as the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Not a lot of people are going to be happy about that if you're a senior citizen living on fixed income. However, if you are thinking about buying a house, refinancing a house, getting a little debt consolidation going, you got to reprieve. You might have that opportunity once again. I will share with you the numbers came out this morning. Freddie Mac came out and told us that the average price of a 30-year fixed-rate loan is 3.95%. That is, again, the 30-year fixed rate, down from last week at 4.02. And last year, it was a little bit from last year, 3.64 last year. So those are some of the new numbers. They just came out this morning, so it's about as new as you can get. The jobless claims also came this morning, 234,000, a little below the consensus of 240,000. Now, you're not going to hear this information in the lame media, and I'll tell you why. It's very interesting because I very rarely report. Yeah, you know, I've got people say that I'm a little conservative. Every once in a while, people will say that I'm a little bit conservative. Yeah, well, it is what it is, right? I know that there's some guy here.
It is what it is.
But have you heard of the Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy? It's at this school in Boston that has a pretty decent reputation. They call themselves Harvard. Not exactly a right-wing institution, but they did come out with a report talking about what the media is covering right now. And you got to love this one, the U.S. News. Now, here's the issue. We've got a new president, relatively new, whether you like it or not. He was elected by the people. CNN, 93% of their coverage is negative. NBC, we don't even have NBC on here. I don't think there's anybody listening to their podcasts. NBC, 93% negative. CBS, 91% negative. New York Times, 87% negative. Washington Post, 83% negative. The Wall Street Journal, 70% negative. Fox News, 52% negative. I have to wonder here, is any surprise that anything a man does is brought out negatively when we see interest rates down? Okay, we understand that. Jobs claims down. Okay, we understand that. Then you hear the budget coming out. We're talking about the new budget that the president brought out. And all you hear about is that children will die. Now, let's think about this logically. I know the news doesn't want you to think logically. There's a lot of people out there that don't want to think logically. But if you understand Washington, D.C., when they say budget cuts, they don't mean like you and I would have a budget cut. Right? We talk about a budget cut, and our budget is $100. We cut it, it might go to $90. Well, what they talk about in Washington, a budget cut means that they have a $100 budget. They were projecting that to go to $105, so they're going to go to $104.95. That's called a budget cut in Washington. That's not how the real world lives. Now, anybody that got killed from the budget yesterday, well, that might be the same, but it's not going to be anything new. That's just the way this works. So when you talk about the idea here, why do you think that the president's budget director comes out and they're chastising the man? This is very, very interesting. I love this idea. They're chastising him over the fact they want to know, will anybody on Medicare lose their benefits? Will anybody on food stamps lose their benefits? And I love the idea that the guy is probably 10 times smarter than any of these politicians. He comes out and says, I hope so, because what we want to do is give them a hand up. We want to get them off of food stamps and help them to become a productive citizen. Anything wrong with that one? Unless your name is Chuck Schumer or Bernie Sanders or Nancy Pelosi, and I hope your name isn't Maxine Waters, but any of them, well, they might have a problem with it because they're not. Their idea is the government controls everything and everybody. Not quite the way we want it to be, but that's just the way their process works. Now, let's move on to the CBO coming out with their scoring of health care. Is anybody surprised that they came out with a negative report? And even 25 years ago when Gomer Pyle was out there, he wasn't surprised about it, right? I know, some of you don't even remember Gomer Pyle or what we're talking about there. Old people like me don't remember it. Unbelievable. But here's the idea. 23 million people will be uninsured. The question is, how many of them want to be uninsured? How many of them are young people saying, you know something, I don't need to pay all this money? Maybe there's some of those people that are saying, you know something? Now, I can tell you this. I'm a simple guy. Sons really do not need maternity coverage. They will not be getting pregnant, and if they do, they're going to have some really, really serious foundation benefits, right? They're going to learn a whole lot of new stuff. They don't need that. Now, maybe they, instead of wanting to spend, you know, $400 or $500 a month on health care, maybe they want to spend $50 or $60 a month on catastrophic care coverage. That would be smart, but there's a lot of things they don't need. So maybe some of these people are going to not have coverage because they don't want coverage. That might be the whole idea of it. And why, even if there are folks out there that are foolish enough not to want coverage, our purpose is our place to force them to buy it. Just thought for it right there, but $119 billion is in savings. The budget, that might be something that is beneficial. Just thought for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We have a ton of stuff to talk to you about today, and we're going to get to it. We're going to talk to you about veterans, and yes, say celebrate veterans during the week. Don't say that on Monday. That would not be the appropriate commentary, so we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Patriots and Paws, veterans legal. How's the real estate market? What are the experts saying? Reasons to refinance your home? Sounds like we got about 3 hours worth of content here to share with you today, doesn't it? We're going to cram it all into an hour, and you know you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay's available. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within our market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Robin. Glad to see you check in with us once again this morning. I hope you got the information we were looking for, NEST, NEST, to 79564. That was where we were looking for. And that's our sponsor for the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trust. Today, professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, that's NEST, NEST, 79564. The question this morning, quite simply, how is the real estate market? Find out what the experts say. Don't listen to the simple guy. Let's listen to what some of these people. I would love this. I'm just going to go on a side here. But everyone wants to listen. What are the economists saying? But then you look at it and you say, okay, well, this morning, the economists said that we were going to have 240,000 people new jobless claims, and they were wrong. So let's look at what the economists have to say about real estate as we head into the summer market. It is a great time to review how the 2000 real estate market is doing so far. So here's the expert, Doug Duncan, chief economist. Positive demographic factors should continue to reshape the housing market as rising employment and incomes appear to be positively influencing millennial home ownership rates. Olick from CNBC. I didn't realize anybody listened to CNBC anymore. Even as more homes come on the market, it's traditionally popular sales season. They're falling on fast. The bidding wars are for the course. Home prices have now surpassed their last peak, and at the in entry level, where demand is highest, sellers are firmly in the driver's seat. Darren Bloom with Senior VP at Adam. I'm guessing we'll see it get even better. You're considering moving to be a really good time to sell. Lawrence Hume, Mark Fleming all say the same thing. I'm going to be sharing this information in the next few days about the real estate and people talking about a bubble. Do you think there's a real estate bubble? Well, we're going to talk about that in the next few days, so make sure you're listening. I might even post it over the weekend. That's the Real Talk Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. This time of year, we're always, we have a little bit of a megaphone. Every once in a while, somebody tunes in and listens to our radio broadcast. We're very thankful for everyone that does. We have about 40,000, 50,000 people that watch our replays on YouTube and thousands listening live and on all the other channels. So last week it was our honor to be able to go out and thank law enforcement all over the state and in our communities and say thank you to them because of what they do locally. And I like this time of year, this week, to say thank you to our military, active, retired, reserve, and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and their families, because it's their families as well that really give a lot so that mouths like me can go do a monologue before a broadcast and not have to worry about what Kim Jong-un has to say or one of those other lunatics, right? I mean, it's because of these men and women that we all have that right to go on social media and listen to what some of these people have to say, and it's because of the men and women. So when we get this opportunity to say thank you the week before Memorial Day, I encourage all of you to go to a Memorial Day event. They're all over. If you've never been one of them, they are very, very touching. I highly encourage that. But I've got two ladies that dedicate their time to really serving our veterans, our veteran communities. I'm really excited to have both back in studio with us. Penny Lambert is with us, Patriots and Paws. So tell us, give us a little spiel on what Patriots and Paws is.
Patriots and Paws provide dignity to those who have served in the Southern California area. By doing that, we provide them practical home furnishings, things like blenders, mixers, dressers, things that they may need. So many of our military, when they come out of serving, they face many challenges that most will never understand because of what they've gone through. And us giving them something to help hand out, it's a hand up, that we can help them with things to make them feel more comfortable in their home and welcome them back into integrating into civilian life.
Great. And it's a great organization. I've been privileged to watch the organization for a few years now. They do a lot of great work. And if you go and visit their warehouse, it's amazing. I mean, just, actually, can you walk into your warehouse? That's
actually,
the question. Okay.
Not
means,
so much Tuesday.
It depends on the day then, right?
It does, yes.
Wonderful. So now you told us about that part of it, Nate, and I didn't hear anything about the PAWS part.
Well, the PAWS part is we unite the same demographics, any veteran, any active, any reservist, with a rescue animal through a local shelter, WAGS, a Westminster Adoption Group, a dog that is 6 months on their shots of microchip for free so they can be trained to become a service animal through two more of our community partners. It's veterans training veterans who have their dog become very familiar with who they are and what they need. A dog can help heal so many areas. If those of you that are dog owners, you know you can tell your dog 6 million times the same story and your dog will just lick on you and love you, whereas your face just goes, really? Again? Do we have to do it again? Sometimes when things happen to us, we need to repeat those things and repeat telling them so that we can heal. And having the love of a dog, you can do that because there is no judgment on them. And that's the cause part of it.
That's true. I love what you said about the telling them the same story. My wife constantly will slap two fingers on her forehead at the radio before I was time ready. My dog never does that.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I won't even go there. I can only get me in trouble. She may be listening.
Yeah, she probably is.
Tell us a little bit about Veterans Legal.
All right, thanks, Ron. Veterans Legal Institute is a full-fledged pro bono law firm. We empower veterans through free, absolutely free legal services. Majority of us working at Veterans Legal Institute are former or active military JAG officers. We work with about 200 volunteers a year to provide legal services that remove barriers to, you know, homelessness, healthcare, education, or employment. The whole idea being that by the time we're through with the Veteran Active Service Member Reservist, they are doing well on their own. So we try to empower them.
What do you mean doing well on their own when you're from a legal, because I know you do a lot in the legal world. So when you say doing well on their own, how does that correlate?
Well, we can understand that if you have legal issues, it's hard enough as it is, you know, even if you're working and doing well to hire an attorney because attorneys are expensive. When you have barriers, especially mental health barriers like post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury or so on, it gets even more overwhelming to deal with legal issues. So our staff comes in, we do the work for free, we relieve the veteran, allowing the veteran and his or her family to kind of work through other issues they may be having and be able to focus on their life instead of their legal problems.
Wonderful organization. And I throw these questions at you, even though I know some of the answers, but I want to make sure that everybody understands these things. So the idea here on both organizations, the veterans are being served and it costs them absolutely nothing.
That's exactly right. And I, you know, Veterans Legal Institute, we work hand in hand with Patriots and PAWS to provide holistic services because usually when a veteran has legal issues, they may have housing and furnishing issues. They may need assistance with a service animal. And Patriots and PAWS has always been, you know, on point with those attributes for our veterans. So we're thankful to work with them and consider them one of our partners.
We team all the time. And when you see it for you cost, there is a cost, and the cost is the men and women have served and sacrificed.
Sure.
It may not cost dollars out of their pocket, but it costs.
Paid for.
They've absolutely paid for it.
And that was at one of your events, and I know that the big celebrations, if might be the right word, was that the dog company, the trainer was there, was mentioning that nobody has ever seen one of his dogs. None of them have ever been part of the group that committed suicide. Never had a service member. I think that's a great benefit.
It is. And just having somebody care, I can't tell you how many times that people come into our offices and that we help and they say, I didn't think anybody cared. And I think so many of our men women who are contemplating and committing suicide just feel a loss that nobody cares and nobody understands. And that's a shame because I know the community does and I know the community just doesn't know how to respond. And that's where we as a community, we need to get better at that. We need to step up and get better and let them know that we care. And we don't have to agree with why they were in a conflict somewhere. That's not what I'm asking. You don't have to have that agreement. But you better darn well respect those who have sacrificed for you to have the right
to disagree.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because it is them who are sacrificing the fact that you have the right to be stupid and have your opinions because of men and women that have done that. And as a community, we need to understand that respect and we need to give it.
It's amazing that you say that, Annie, because I had that conversation last week. It was almost on the same lines when I don't remember which one of the law enforcement people were here, that, and it's something that troubles me as being in the media, that we don't spend enough time talking about the people that are out doing positive work and that are having a positive impact. Both organizations are out there having a positive impact on life. We hear stupid coverage about some kid that did something foolish or some politician that did something foolish. They get equal amount of time to some of these positive organizations would have. I mean, we've got a great country, and I don't think anybody disputes that. But boy, it could be better if we were dealing with some of these things and talking about positive outlooks and things like that. I want to talk more about that when we come back with both the ladies, Penny Lambright, Antoinette Balter, both in here serving veterans. We appreciate that. When we come back, we're also going to talk about reasons to refinance. That's on our docket today. And maybe some tax tips for new college grads. I just heard a very, you know, not a pleasant story about what our college students are doing to pay off student loan debt. So we're going to talk about all these things when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Hello, welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Caught me chatting in studio, so it's a big... Hang on, just... We'll get back to it. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within a market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that new mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you, including their one-of-a-kind FastPass loan approval. FastPass loan approval allows a checkbox J4 on the real estate contract that says no loan contingencies. I'll give you an idea, one out there trying to compete against other buyers. If you're the one with no loan contingencies and you're competing against somebody that has loan contingencies, one more contingency is going to be in your best interest. This morning, reasons to refinance is the subject of our conversation. With interest rates dropping, it's pretty simple. Some of the concepts there are understandable as to why you might want to refinance. think about this. Talking about, right now we're talking about there's a possibility that your individual exemption may double if the president's tax bill goes through. That means some people may not have a need to or an ability to itemize. It's not a benefit for them, so their interest rate deduction may go away. Think about this concept. What if you have the opportunity to cut your household blended interest rate? What is a household blended interest rate? That's when you put all of your interest rates that you're paying. That would be your mortgage, your second mortgage, HELOCs, loans, your credit card debt, car payments, all that debt. Figure out when at weighted average, what are you really paying? So you may have a 3.75 interest rate on your home, but your blended household rate might be 5%. Well, if you can get a loan, you know, Freddie Mac today, 3.95, even if you go to 4.25, whatever, that saves you some money. That's the bottom line. Benjamin Franklin is all that matters. How many come out of your pocket? Take advantage of historically low rates. That's one of the number one reason why you might be considering this today. 3.9, when I got my first house, and I hate to bring this up because I'm old, so 18% when I got my first house. I hear all the commentary in studio, right? I mean, 18%. You know, and my grandfather at that time, he said, well, I paid 3% on my 10,000 house or whatever. I went, thanks, Grandpa. I mean, now my property taxes are more than what his cost practically, but not quite. But the idea here is 3.95 Freddie Mac rate, unbelievable. Your financial situation may have changed. We were in our house for 6 years up until 2008. For 25 years before that, our tenure of holding a property was 6 years. Now it's 9 years. Do you think anything's changed in the last 9 years? Think about your situation. What do you have that's new in your life in the last 9 years? Maybe a marriage. Maybe a child. Maybe college. Maybe those tuitions are over. Some people might be celebrating that. Maybe you want a house at the beach or in the desert. All these reasons are things that you might be considering. How about if you take money out of this house and buy a new house? What do you think about that one? There's people that are doing that. Other debt types, we talked about that one. The housing crash, talked a little bit about that. And maybe know somebody that wants to go to school and not have student loan debt. These are all issues that we talk about. Contemplate refinancing. That's why you're more in touch with the folks at Gold Star Mortgage. That's why they should be a part of your household board of directors. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we're chatting at the break. And Penny and I were talking a little bit about the idea, following up on our conversation last session, about not enough positive coverage. Nisha, do you mind sharing that a little bit? I mean, just the idea. I know we don't want to chastise anybody, but what we want to really do is point out the great in people.
I think that when other people see good examples of things happening in the world, that we will start seeing more good things. I think too much attention is brought to all the negative. As we were saying earlier, negative, negative, negative. Well, negativity follows negativity.
Sure.
So let's start praising those who are doing something good. Let's start talking about those kids that are making changes in the world today that will affect their future tomorrow. Let's start bringing those things and awareness to not only organizations like mine and Antoinette's, but all the other wonderful organizations that are out there doing, and all the people that are doing things without one in the airplanes and being put in the center of it. There's a lot of great things happening in our world.
Absolutely.
And nobody knows about it. And that doesn't encourage other people to do wonderful things because nobody sees it. And I think that needs to be brought so that more people see the great things that are happening, because we will start to see our world change when those kinds of things. Go and find somebody that's doing something unseen, helping somebody across the street, an elderly person, or cutting their neighbor's yard, or doing those things who are doing it because it's the right thing to do. Let's start bringing attention to all of that. Give it a year. Then let's see where we are as a nation.
That will be a lot further ahead.
I believe we will be.
Because I think you're right. You know, one of the things that you mentioned, you might have glossed over it here, is people want attention, and they're going to get attention however they do it.
Absolutely.
And if it means that it's because they were racing down the road and got attention and doing the wrong thing, well, they got attention. But if they're doing the right attention, they got attention, maybe it'll just breathe itself.
I think it will.
One of the things I want to throw at you, Antoinette, I've got a legal background. I'm not giving you advice here. But
neither am I.
Right? I mean, I'm not a lawyer. Nobody. We don't do that on Ron Siegel Radio. But you know, and Penny made a comment that there's a lot of great organizations out there. Is there a way of finding out, you know, which are the legit? You call me, and I know that both of your organizations, I know both of you ladies, I've seen your events and things that you're doing, and they're great organizations. There's some that, unfortunately, Penny and I were just saying, like the ones that the media covers, they don't cover the great ones. They cover that guy that made a mistake or was unscrupulous.
Sure. There are lots of ways that one can discover whether a nonprofit is operating the right way. One of the best ways is to go to GuideStar.org and to see on GuideStar.org what kind of status the organization has. If they're transparent, you can see their financials on there. I know for a fact that Patriots and Paws and Veterans Legal Institute, one of the few nonprofits, are actually platinum rated. Even
what does that mean?
It means we have the highest level of transparency to our financials. You can see our staff, our board members. It means everything is out there. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people prefer to perhaps give their time or give items as opposed to dollars. And specifically when it comes to small and mid-sized nonprofits like Veterans Legal Institute and Patriots and POTS, we love that too. We need volunteers. We need your time. And we get if you can't or you're just not comfortable with dollars. And when you are boots to the ground with a nonprofit, you see how they operate. You learn real quick whether or not that's worth investing in.
It's interesting you say that because I was chatting yesterday. We were talking. Stephen Schwartz was on, and he's the city councilman in San Clemente and a veteran as well. And we were talking about the idea of a nonprofit working. He and I were chatting that every nonprofit I've ever come across needs two things, and sometimes it can be from one individual or it can be from the same individual or different. In people who are going to work and those that are going to write the check. And if they're both, if someone can do both, that's great. You need them both, right? I mean, I'm looking here, Penny, you've got I can't see anything without my glasses anymore. Pageant.
Pageantry, yes.
Are you from from Boston or something? Is that where they say that there?
No, because it's a paw.
Okay.
A paw, like a dog's paw. Instead of a pageant, it's dog show. It's dog beauty show type thing that Miss Orange, Katie Whalen, has put together for the second year to help raise money for Patriots and Paws. So it's a dog pageant, and that's why it's called a pageantry. And so Katie is raising funds for us and another organization by doing all of this and is bringing awareness. Her platform as Miss Orange is the veterans community.
That's wonderful. It's nice seeing she appears to be a young person, and maybe setting that out as a role model for others to do the same. Now, you said it's in Orange, and she's of Orange.
Yes.
Is it only for dogs who live in Orange?
It's for anybody who has a four-legged or three-legged or two-legged friend that would like to come.
Two-legged furry friend.
two-legged furry friend. We prefer canine, but it's okay. You can bring whatever.
Okay.
But it's to bring awareness to who we are and what we do. It's at our location, and it's a fun way for a fundraiser.
I think I know one regular listener to Ron Siegel Radio who's been a great friend of the broadcast. I know she loves reposting all of the Patriots and Paws messages. I think I'm going to find at least one that's going to add to this. Antoinette, you've got a big event coming up too, even before this one.
We do. We've got an event through Orange County or OC Women to Win on June 1st. That event is sold out. We're fortunate to have sold out really early. We've got a bowling tournament through the Irvine Tustin Realtors on June 28th at Irvine Lanes. That's on Eventbrite. And October 16th, we do our annual lawyers. We'd love to see a lot of professionals attend that event. It's a network. You can find out more about it or contact me directly at vetslegal.com. We're going to have lots of attorney, lots of military, and we'd love to get out a lot.
So it might be the one time that people aren't afraid to go see an attorney.
We charge by the door and by the hour. I always joke with people that, you know, when I walk into rooms full of real estate agents and other professionals, I say, raise your hand if you love your attorney. People kind of look the other way. And I said, what if you had an attorney for free and then everyone's job drops? So, you know, public interest attorneys are unique because we don't charge for services. We do get paid by the nonprofit, but it's typically about one-third of the rate that other attorneys working with the relevant, same relevant experience make. So you really have to be passionate to do this kind of work. And I think that perhaps we may not be making the killing other attorneys or professionals are making, but we're definitely building that capital in heaven.
And you know something, what we're going to learn more about with the dollars and the reward and who's really winning in what you guys, what you are doing. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Some tax tips for new college grads. Chat about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime on offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on the radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Tips for college grads. That's the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment, brought to you by the VIP Hero program. I love this program, not just because I created it, but because it's a great program. VIPHeroProgram.com. It is for our active, retired, and reserve military, first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, nurses, teachers. All of them get discounts, $5,000 to $10,000 discounts in real estate transactions, in lending transactions, in credit repair, in legal issues. All these things are there. All you need to do is go to VIPHeroProgram.com, see if you qualify. So what are some tax tips for new college grads? Number one, it's interesting, we don't always follow these things. Come out of school, out of college, and you say, okay, you should understand all this stuff. But number one is take interest in interest. How much are you paying interest? How much are your student loans costing you? I'm a big proponent in, is there a return on investment on that money that you are taking out and you're paying? And unfortunately, President Bush and President Obama both really, in my opinion, stuck kids. And the big benefit for schools, if you reinstate the fact that you could discharge student loans in bankruptcy, you know how quick the tuition start dropping when they realize they're not going to always get their money out of the kids. But that's just my opinion. Get a move on. You can't deduct job search expenses if you're looking for full-time work for the first time or a new career, but moving to a new city for that first job can come with some tax breaks. See if your boss has some sort of program that'll work with you on maybe some of these college or the student tuition. Don't sideline a side gig. Think about this. I mean, now right now, and this is a snowflake society. I understand that. But you know something? I chat with young people, and they say, well, I worked 10 hours today. And Penny, you're chuckling. Right? 10 hours, to me, that's like half day, right?
I'm just waking up.
10 hours. I mean, come on. Get with it. You're young. You should be able to work 10, 14 hours. Think of your generations past when they worked in the farms. I mean, that was a 12-hour day or 14-hour day. That was forever. Keep on learning. You know, you might be looking. There's a lot of options. Now, one of the options, you know, I don't want to pass judgment on people, but I did see a news report yesterday that one of the bigger, the new, not a new career, but some folks are taking on a new job to take care of student loan debt. Oldest job in the world, if you know what I mean. And I'm not suggesting that's a wise thing, but that is what's happening in our society today. So that is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. So we've been chatting with Penny Lambright, Patriot and PAWS, Antoinette Ball, Veterans Legal Institute, about working with veterans. And so before the break, we were talking about the reward, you know, and you're saying that, I mean, the lawyers that are working, you know, pro bono work may not be making as much. And I had this interesting conversation with, again, going back to the conversation with Steve Schwartz yesterday, was he says even though he's been very blessed in his life and been in banking and insurance and made a decent amount of money for him and his family, when he does the volunteer work, he gets work. And the more volunteer work he does, the more business he ends up seeing also.
Sure.
Right? I mean, so think about that when you're thinking of, you know, I don't have time to volunteer.
Change.
Right?
I believe you got to give where you live. I mean, I could be living in a really nice Southern California, and when I get on the freeway and I see on the off-ramp a veteran holding a sign, a Vietnam-era veteran, my lifestyle, knowing that I passed by that person who bought this country has that sort of issue, and I'm not helping them, I'm holding my $6 latte from Starbucks. So I'd report that because of Veterans Legal Institute, Patriots and PAWS, and other nonprofit veteran-specific organizations in Southern California, we have significantly less homeless veterans. And that's right in our backyard. But absent these organizations, you're going to see a lot more homeless people. And we really run on the goodwill of the people. We're not large organizations getting huge grants. We have to throw events to raise money. We write grants all the time, and it's difficult because we're not.
Explain that to me. What does it mean you write grants? What does that mean?
Basically, we submit proposals.
We beg people for money, hoping that our story is better than somebody else's.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's the bottom line.
And more times than not, 9 times out of 10 responses, we think your organization is very worthy, but we received over 1,000 proposals and decided to somebody else. And so it doesn't mean that one organization is better than the other. It's just, you know, there's not enough resources out there.
So the question that would bring to me as a finance person, is there a return investment of requesting those grants? Because it takes, you know, if you're saying that, you know, and I don't know the numbers, right? But if you get a grant for X dollars, and but you got turned down 1,000 times before you got that one, was the money worth the expense of hours that it took to get it?
Well, that's why we have volunteers helping us. That's why most of our staff that is paid is working at about 70% less of their worth. It's just, you know, we have to make it happen because otherwise we let the veterans down. The demand for services is so great in Southern California that if we don't do it, I mean, nobody else is filling the void of free legal services. So if we don't do it, no one's doing it. And it's problematic. We can't let our brothers and sisters down.
And money in the bank is money in the bank. You know, we may ask for a $100,000 grant and not get it, and we get 10 $1,000 grants. And you know what? $10,000 in the bank is better than $0 in the bank.
Sure. That makes total sense. So, Antoinette, you said that your event, your big gala, is sold out.
Yes, sir.
Does that mean that there's no way for somebody to send a donation if they want to?
No, you can absolutely always donate. It's vetsleague.com, whether it's $5 or $1,000, we definitely appreciate it. And if you want to get involved, again, vetsleague.com, just email me through there. Say, hi, Antoinette, here's what I'd like for my time, my talent, my treasure, whatever it is, we'd love to have it.
Okay, we'll get you to put that on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook so we can make sure that it's easy to find if you're not. Write this down while you're driving. That would be a right there. How do we reach Patriots and Paws?
Patriotsandpaws.org. And yes, and is spelt out A-N-D and Paws, not like stopping, but Paws like 4 feet.
Okay.
A dog's paws. So patriotsandpaws.org. And everything you need to know about us is on there. And if you can't find us, call us, email us, and we'll figure it out.
You'll figure out how to get to them.
We will.
So you're giving away goods, though. I mean, are you going to Walmart to buy all that stuff, or how's that part work?
No, the community gives to us, like they do other charities. We do local pickups, and we have a job availability where people drop it off. When they do, our little motto is, do you like your family and friends? Yeah. And you would give it to them? Yeah. Great, we want it. But if you don't like your family and friends, we don't want your stuff. Because that means it probably...
I might have good stuff, it's just that my family and friends, they don't like me.
Well, we want stuff they're, quality.
So in my case, my family and friends don't, because I'm conservative and they're not. This is California.
You have to understand, we're giving this stuff to our Veterans Active Duty Service. So if it's got matches on it, it's fine. It's wobbly, it's not going to get unwobbly when it comes to us. You know, we want stuff that we can give to those who have given us our freedom. And it doesn't have to be, you know, Nordstrom's right out of the box, but it does need to be things that are durable, do things that we can use. Dressers that, like, all the drawers work, and blenders and mixers and coffee makers that actually work. We have a way to fix the things. So if it doesn't...
That's a good point there, because, you know, if you have a dresser that has a drawer that, you know, is off-center, you know, if you're not able to fix it, that's a good thing to know, right? I mean, because if it was off-center to me, I'd have to go buy one if it just took a one because I don't know how to use a screwdriver.
And there's some little things we can fix, but honestly, call me and tell me I have a good working washer and dryer, but the butt is something I can't do.
Right. Perfect information. If you want more information on either of the organizations, give me a call, 800-306-1890. I know how to get a hold of these two. And we'll put their information right there on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And as always, we ask you to set that first preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting our house and your bank account. Thanks to all of you. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions for our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.